Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have a guest on the line now, our first guest of the afternoon, other than Rowan. And we'd like to welcome to the show Tom Gannon, who is a ballet dancer with the Australian Ballet
School.
Part of the corps de ballet. He's a corps de ballet dancer and has just been nominated for a very important award as well. So, Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, guys. So nice to have you on here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. And
how are you all?
Very well. So tell us, when did you realise that you wanted to be a ballet dancer?
Oh, gosh. Basically, when I was probably about 10 years old and things started to get a bit serious and I was doing competitions and I was surprisingly getting good at it, and I thought, like, I could pursue this. I could actually go into this career. And then things started to lift off. I got into the school, and then now I'm in the company, and it's just a dream that is now a reality.
Yeah.
Goodness. So how old were you when you actually started then, if 10 was the year that you realized you wanted to do it professionally?
I started when I was 3, so really young, basically. Right. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you did get an early start, Tom.
Yeah. Dancing and, before you walking.
Yeah. And Tom,
basically, I'd give the walking.
And Tom, you're part of the Australian Ballet School, which is here in Melbourne. Are you a Melbourne a boy, or did you move here for it?
I'm originally from Sydney, but moved to the school in 2016 to, pursue ballet. Yeah.
Right. When, and what's that like, you know, living away from home? I know you were really well looked after, and the school's been going for many, many years doing with students from around the country. How are you coping with that?
You know what? I'm so lucky that my mum moved with me, so I do have a bit of a home here, which is fantastic. My dad and my stepmom and my 3 siblings still live in Sydney, so it was a bit hard moving away from them, but having mum here has really helped, and I couldn't have done this without her.
Right.
Because I know other students have, struggled without having their families here, but I'm just so grateful that mum moved with me.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. So you don't live with the school per se. You live with your mum separately, do you?
Yeah, I live with mum in an apartment in South Bank. Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. So, what is an award like this? Like being nominated for an award like this, mean for somebody like you?
I don't actually know, but I think it's a pretty special thing to be nominated.
Very.
I'm very young, so it's not likely to be nominated this age, but I was absolutely shocked when they read my name, and I just can't believe this is happening now. And I've only just started my career, and basically the pandemic's taken over for the whole past 2 years. So I haven't really done much, and to be nominated for this award, I'm just in awe. Yeah.
Right.
And so what's the actual award you've been nominated for and the particular nomination?
It's the Telstra Ballet Dancer Award. So it's every year they nominate the company, and the past winners nominate 6 dancers who they think could win the Rising Star Award, which is like a great honour. And basically there's the People's Choice Award as well, which is all the voting that happens. So we try and get people to vote for us. And then there's the Rising Star Award, which is judged by a panel. So it's like basically the Telstra and Oz Ballet's partnership for the past 20-something years.
Right.
Gosh, incredible.
That is incredible. And when's it announced?
Opening night in Sydney, the 5th of April.
Right. So, and are you excited about that?
I'm very excited, but also very nervous because, they're kind of an audience and, hoping to hear your name. But, I'm just excited if one of us wins. So,
Well, I think you need to be congratulated, for one, for taking the plunge and coming to the Australian Ballet School and now being nominated for this very prestigious award. So, congratulations.
And Tom, I was going to say, I don't want to put the jinx or anything on it, Tom, but what Do you have any, not expectations, wrong word, but do you, are there any hopes as to where you think this award might take you at all? Or what, are there any possibility, you know, like what doors would it open for you? Or
I hope that that I get noticed more in the company, and that like I get more roles and maybe, you know, promotions, and start to do like more intense roles, not just in the core, and that people notice me. And but I'm really just I'm just happy to see what doors it opens for me. But that would be the main goal, is to dance more and be more of a solo artist, and have my name, in the lights and everything. Yeah,
in the lights.
In the lights, absolutely.
Good on you.
Well, that's fabulous. Yeah. I hope that all happens for you.
Let's keep in contact with you. You know, like, it would be lovely to follow your career over the years.
Absolutely, so, I'd love
let's
that.
Let's keep in contact. And when you're dancing in London or Paris or something like that,
we'll save a ticket for us, basically.
Yeah, I will remember this moment, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. So lovely chatting with you.
Best of luck.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Thanks so much. Bye. Thanks so much. We've been talking to Tom Gannon here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.